two gospel responses to the wildfire are confronting sin and confessing sin. Both require humility. Both require courage. Both require dependence on the Holy Spirit. Confronting sin means addressing wrongdoing with truth, love, and a restorative purpose. It is not attacking. It is not humiliating. It is not winning. It is not unloading anger. Galatians 6:1 says that if someone is caught in a trespass, those who are spiritual should restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness while watching themselves. That verse gives us both courage and caution. Courage, because sin may need to be addressed. Caution, because the person confronting must also examine their own heart. Matthew 18 teaches a process for going to a brother or sister when sin has occurred. The goal is not public embarrassment. The goal is gaining the person, restoring truth, and seeking repair. But confrontation is not required in every circumstance in the same way. Role matters, safety matters, timing matters, readiness matters, power differences matter. Legal and pastoral responsibilities may matter. If there is abuse, coercion, violence, threats, exploitation, child abuse, sexual abuse, or serious danger, do not treat private confrontation as the automatic first step. Seek appropriate protection and qualified help. The peace fire is wise. The peace fire is not reckless. Confessing sin is the other side of this response. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confession means telling the truth about our own sin without excuse. A weak apology says, "I am sorry if you were hurt." A defensive apology says, "I am sorry, but you made me angry." A Christ-centered confession says, "I spoke harshly. I blamed you. I exaggerated. I avoided you. I gossiped. That was wrong. I am sorry." Confession does not require us to own what is not ours, but it does require us to own what is ours clearly. In the peace fire, confrontation and confession are not weapons. They are gifts of grace. They open a path for truth, repentance, forgiveness, and repair. Before moving on, ask, is there a sin I need to address wisely? Is there a sin I need to confess specifically? Pray for courage, gentleness, and truth.